speak, O God, to us at this time. Open our eyes to behold you. Direct our reasoning to be in tune with you. We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the first Sunday after Pentecost. Pentecost extends about 25 weeks before Advent. It is a season designed to reflect what service is all about and why we are here, what God has for us to do as his own children. I bring to you special greetings from Nigeria and from the Presbyterian Church of Nigeria. Our brothers at home send greetings to you. We are going to reflect on a topic. I call it a theme that said, you are not an accident. You are not an accident. God has a purpose for you. God has a purpose for your life. And God has a purpose for my life. And we are going to reflect from the character or the life story of David and Paul. In the Old Testament reading about David, David is said to be the one who penned down Psalm 138. And if you look at what he said, verse 6, 7, and 8 is so important. He was reflecting about his own life story. He said, though the Lord is high, he looks upon the lowly. No matter his stand, no matter how high the Lord is, he still has time to look down on the lowly. Verse 7, he said, do I walk in the midst of trouble? He preserves my life. He was reflecting about his life. He said clearly that even though I walk in the midst of trouble, no one has ever lived without passing through trouble time. It can come at any given time. But he said, even though I walk through trouble, one thing is certain, that the Lord will not abandon him. Again, he moved on to say, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. God has a purpose for you. God has a purpose for me. God has a purpose. Why St. John is situated here, where it is within this community? God has a purpose for you. And because we reflect on service within this time, you can ask yourself, what aspect of service is God asking me as a member of this church to render within this community? And the Bible is very clear. The Lord will fulfill the purpose for which this church exists in this place. And when we briefly look at what Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, particularly verse 6, he also stated very clearly, he said, I am sure of this, that the Lord who began a good work in you will bring it to pass. And when he used the word, I am sure, he was saying of a truth, that God who has started a good work in your life, right from the day you were born, God started a good work in you. He said that God will fulfill it. He will bring it to pass. And when we reflect about his life, I mean the life of Paul, particularly the way it is stated in Acts of the Apostles chapter 9, the Bible tells us clearly that Paul was a man with mission. And his mission, the way he understood it at that point was, let him crush down anyone who disagrees with his own point of view. That was his mentality. That was his understanding. And he was going out to fulfill that his own mission. God has a bigger purpose for him. And when God turned his thoughts away from what he was going to do, he had a voice. Many of us hear voices. Voice can come to you from any angle. It can come while you are sleeping. It can come as you walk along the road. It can come when you are shopping. Voice can come. Paul had a voice. What was that voice saying to him? Why are you persecuting me? That voice changed his way of life, changed his mission, and he started to fulfill what God really designed for him. Now he uses intellect. He was a man who can argue. We understand where a governor was saying to him, do you want to make me a Christian within a given time? Now he started to use what the purpose for which God created him, which at the beginning he was misusing it. Now God turning his mind to use purpose for which he was created. When you read the Bible, the New Testament, no other writer can compete what Paul put down. He wrote a number of books because now he wants to fulfill the purpose for which God brought him, for which God created him. Because he was a man with mission, that mission he now started to really move along. We can learn something from him. I don't know where you are. I don't know whether you know the purpose for which God brought you on earth. But there is one particular thing we need to note. God has a mission for you to fulfill. God has a purpose for you. So our daily prayer, our daily understanding, every time we go, is for us to understand that the purpose for which God has given us, we must fulfill it. You know what God asks you to do. You know the area God wants you to serve. And if you serve the way God wants to, God is saying clearly, I, God, will not abandon you. If God could not abandon a man like Paul, he turned him, and now turning him, he make use of him. God will turn our purpose for good. God who brought us has a reason. I recall, in summary, I note a man they call Daniel. We read about Daniel in the Bible. Daniel was also a man that has a mission. He was also a man that has a vision. Where he was, in a strange land, they wanted him to be like him. He said, no, I come from a place. I understand what it means to pray. I understand what it means to stand for God, speak out for God. And when you stand and speak out for God, that is the purpose for which Christians exist on earth. We should speak out. And when we speak out on what we understand that God wants us to do, it will be well with us. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for giving us your word. You have a purpose for each and every one of us. We are not just here by accident. We are here for a purpose. And in that purpose, you will bring it to pass. Let your purpose for my life, let the purpose for this church existing in this place be fulfilled. For Paul has assured us from his life experience that God, who has started a good work, will complete it. And so we will complete and deliver what God has given unto us. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen.